In our last exciting episode, the wonderful white-winged warrior had finally come face-to-face with that clever queen of canine criminals, Dog Lady. Yes, and their encounter got off to a memorable start when the feathered fighter opened the conversation with the words,
"So, you're Dog Lady."
To which, as you'll recall, the canine queen had replied,
"Wow, wow, woof, woof, yes, I am."
Well, with those formalities out of the way, the Dog Lady quickly invited the feathered fighter to be her guest for tea and biscuits.
"So you're Dog Lady."
"Ruff, yes."
"Boy, these biscuits are certainly delicious."
"Thank you. They're my doggie's favorites, too."
"They certainly have good taste."
"Perhaps you would care to stay for dinner."
"I wouldn't want you to go to any special trouble just on my account."
"Woof, not at all. It will only be pheasant under glass. It's George's favorite."
"George?"
"Oh, haven't you met?" "George, we have a guest."
"Hi there, George."
"Back here." "Oh, down, Georgie, baby, down, baby."
"That's right. You mean you go to all that trouble just for him?"
"Well, winged warrior, I think the time has come to end this little tea party."
"Okay, I'll eat faster. I think the lights have gone out."
"That's right, winged warrior. Now listen carefully."
"Yes, I will."
"There are two doors in this room."
"Two doors?"
"Yes, behind one of these doors I'll be standing. Open it, and I am your captive."
"Oh, yes."
"Behind the other door, George is standing. Open that one, and you are George's captive."
"I think I have that."
"Then make your choice, fantastic fowl. The right door or the left door?"
"I will choose the left door." "Nice, George. Good doggy. Nice, nice. Very good dog, George. I like you."
Well, just what does the winged warrior think he's doing? Could it be he really does like George that much? Will Dog Lady's menu tonight be changed to chicken under glass?